Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Yes, you're listening to the National Obsession, a National League football podcast with me, Charlie Baker, and John Cadogan and Humphrey Kerr.
On the ice.
The mic's working, John, this week.
I'm pressing every button.
Humphrey, could you speak, please?
On the ice
to you, Humphrey. Yes. We are joined by friend of the show, Humphrey Kerr, this week, which is very nice of you to come in. And you're actually here.
I am. A golden foff as well.
That's a golden foff. Let's not forget.
There aren't many around.
It's you and Gary Johnson. And to be honest, Gary's at risk of having his
John
sort of taken back.
No way is he in any risk of losing anything.
Yeah, let's see.
John, really, kicking off with how
fashion.
He feels about the whole thing.
Butt your ideas up, Gary. Why is that?
I think everyone's doing a very good job.
Yeah.
A very good job. It's the National League, Humphrey. You aware what we're talking about? Any interest at all?
Big time.
Yeah.
It's genuinely all I think about these days.
The constant in your head, like someone pressing on your head the whole time.
Yeah. It's just a sense of every time I'm alone, I just feel like someone's watching me, and I turn around, and there in the corner is the National League.
Did you think your life would take this desperate turn?
No, I
didn't.
Looking
at what's going on at Maidenhead and sweating.
Yes, I mean 100%. I mean, like, did I ever think that I was like, you know, a journeyman midfielder has been taken on loan from Oxford to Eastleigh, and I'm like, oh God, what's this? What is this going to affect us?
This guy in the Spitfires. This is a nightmare.
It is. I mean, from our own title running a couple of years ago, it is quite stressful. The enjoyable experience you imagine it's going
to
be.
No, I said to you guys off air that now, basically, the only thing that what it's turned me into is something that I hate, which is the only pleasure I can get is if something unfortunate happens to Notts County. because that's pure.
I enjoy that.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you're a monster. but that's the only thing that I'm like, that's pure, just like, oh, great, that's great. With us, all it is just relief if we win.
Yeah.
There's no, you know, I can't relax throughout the entirety of the 90 minutes, even though, you know, I'm constantly preaching to our fans. You've got, like, everyone just chill out, let's get behind them, stay calm, don't groan if they pass the ball backwards, just stay with them. And then I find it quite hard to practice what I preach. I mean, I don't groan, but I chew up my fingernails the whole way through the game.
Yeah.
It's just like, we're only 2-0 up and there's 9 minutes left.
I like being able to go just anonymously watch something. Just stand there, moan, get my whole mental health situation out of my head for 90 minutes. And the problem you've done is you made your hobby your job.
It's a terrible combination.
It's a terribly huge mistake. You now just have a terrible, stressful hobby job.
It's like that, you know, when people say, you know, do a job you love, you'll never work a day in your life. It's like, it's only work.
True.
It's only work all the time. Because you just, even when you're in your downtime, you're doing the thing that you're working on. It's very, oh my God.
Right, so John, it's just a normal podcast today.
Regular
podcast. Humphrey happens to be here, that's all it is.
Exactly.
So all the usual rubbish is going to happen. Melbourne.
Yeah.
And we're going to.
Do you want to work out what's on the podcast?
Yes. Can we first discuss Ken Bruce? Oh, you've pressed.
I've already pressed the button. You've I'm afraid. And once you press go, that's it. There's no going back.
There's no stopping that. Stopping it.
Cat's out of the bag.
John, what's in the podcast?
National League news.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
We've got letters.
Lovely.
And, yeah, we are going to talk about Ken Bruce.
Ken Bruce, a lot of Ken Bruce action. Any Wrexham we're going to talk about? They're in the National League Roundup,
yeah.
I suppose.
Well, yeah. Maidenhead Equation.
Maidenhead
Equation, because you've got Maidenhead next again. That might turn.
We'll crunch the numbers on
Has
that.
Has the computer been fixed, the National League robot?
It could have been rebuilt, yeah.
I don't know. I don't think it has.
We only got through about half the predictions last time.
I did.
Sad. It's missing its family. Very
it got quite
sad
maudlin,
indeed.
Didn't it? Yeah.
National League news then, John. Go on.
Where are we kicking off? National League news?
Yeah.
Tuesday night then. We better get back to.
Why aren't we doing last Saturday? Have we done that already?
No. Well, Tuesday was more recent, wasn't it? So let's go Tuesday and then Saturday.
We'll go back in time, do you? Okay.
Barnet 1, Alden 3, Tuesday night. So not so good for Barnet. Yeah, Magnus,
they're on the slide since we beat them.
I know, they really
shows
are.
Shows how bad they are. Have you played Barnet yet, Humphrey?
We played them at home, 7-5 at the racecourse early in the season. Remember that mad game? Yeah. And then we've got them away sometime in April.
I like it that 7-5 is just like...
Oh, yeah, that
one. Oh, yeah, that one. No one, it's not like, wow, the most unbelievable game.
When we played Bromley on Tuesday night, the commentator Ray said, of course, we all remember the game here last season when Bromley won 7-3. Oh, yeah, that game.
That game, yeah. 7 feels a lot, doesn't it?
It's a lot. Does,
it's a great many.
It's too many goals, even for the National League. I think once you get to 6, that should be it.
And what?
Call it off.
That's it. Yeah. I mean, that's it. Then games will be a lot shorter.
Mercy rule.
It'd be good.
It was Barnet 1, Alden 3. Barnet did have a penalty, but Magnus Norman denied Dale Gorman. He's got to have a system. where else are we? Boreham Wood 1, Dorking 0.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Boreham Wood crashing back down to earth.
Dorking on the slide.
Yes, exactly.
On the slide, which is good. That's what we need, Dorking Wood. Have you met Mark White?
I met him the other night.
Yes.
Yeah, it was at the race course on Saturday.
Yeah.
So, of course.
I made a beeline for him.
Seen what's under the hat at all? Or?
The hat remained firmly on.
Yeah.
I tried to, from my vantage point.
Just have a little.
I thought from my vantage point I could pretend accidentally to knock it off, like bump into him. But no, it stayed firmly on.
We thought it might be like a Ratatouille situation.
Could well be.
Hat. You know, like someone under there just working him.
Or he takes it off and he's got another hat on underneath.
Yeah. Sure. Hats all the way down.
I'm a big fan.
I love him.
I'm all for him.
Yeah.
I think he's brilliant.
No, he's a good. I mean, I don't like it when they beat us 3-2.
I didn't mind that much.
John, I don't think you're a real fan,
I think
John.
I might become a Dorking fan. I like them.
They're local too,
They
course.
Are very local. And they just play mad football. I like them. They just sort of...
Yeah, they give it a go and they play fun football. And I don't know, I think he's, you know, what they've achieved there is... unbelievable.
He's the sort of idiot who'd buy a football club and then run it.
Yes.
Isn't he? I mean, who are these idiots?
But I have to take off my imaginary hat to him because we, you know, we took over and we've thrown a lot of money at it and we've gone about it in a certain way. Like, they've just done an amazing job for 20 years. Promotions in 20 years?
Yeah, very good.
It's unbelievable.
You should have turned up in the same hat as him. That would have been that would have been really good.
Yeah, we might have, like, two alpha males like us, we'd have gone at it and we'd have had to be separated in the tunnel.
When two people wear the same hat, it's always a bit embarrassing because they look like they're in a team. You've got all your stuff on done.
Yeah, we look like a couple of the lads from So Solid Crew. just 20 years later or whatever it's been.
21 seconds to go. Exactly. 21 seconds to go. Go on, John.
Eastleigh 1, York 0. Michael Kelly. Michael
Kelly
scored for Eastleigh. I did read it as Matthew Kelly initially and got really excited. It was Michael Kelly.
Tonight, Matthew, I'm going to be...
singing live.
Up top.
Yes, exactly. bad result for York. Eastleigh going along quite nicely, though.
Who cares?
Yeah, in the playoffs.
They never do anything, Eastleigh.
No, they won't go up.
Forever mid-table to playoffs and then just falling apart. I absolutely hate them.
Halifax 5, Wealdstone 0.
Yeah, that was a shock.
That was a shock result. Possibly the end of Wealdstone. Not, like, forever, but for this season. Maybe.
Max Kretschmar, have you played him yet? He's a good player.
Yeah, well, Max Kretschmann.
Yeah.
He got sent off against us a couple of weeks ago for coming back on the pitch too early. Did you see that?
No.
So he got a yellow card and then he got a knock and got taken off. But in the process of the knock, he fouled one of our players And came off worse and then went off the pitch.
Yeah.
So the ref restarted with a drop ball from very close to where he'd left the pitch. And the ref, I mean, I feel really sorry for him because the ref held up his hand, which I think was to say, you stay there, you're not coming back on yet. But for him, he just saw the referee sort of wave. Yeah. And so he ran on and tackled one of our players sort of right in front of him. And the ref sent him off. Second yellow and off he went. I'd never seen that before.
Feels a bit Vanarama, doesn't it?
Very.
Real bit like things it's you never knew could happen.
Vanarama referee lucky dip. He's just pulled out. What am I going to send someone off for?
Yeah.
Things you never knew were in the rules just happen.
Yeah.
That's an unbelievable sending off. They should rescind that.
I know. And the ref was doing that thing of being like, what am I, you know, what can I do?
What am I
like,
supposed to
do? Just not do it.
Just be a grown up.
Just be like, oh, go off again. We'll do the drop ball again. Anyway.
I bet you were saying that as well, weren't you?
By no means. No.
Oh, come on. Let their best player stay on.
Yeah, I think actually what I was like, get him off, referee! Yes. I was like, diabolical!
Off.
Disgusting!
He's a disgrace!
Yeah. That should be a three match. It doesn't affect
Gretchen
us anymore. Gretchen,
you wanker!
Yeah, I'm always
good player,
very
though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a very good player.
Yeah. Well, when Torquay played Wealdstone away, he was at... Luckily for us, he was out injured, John, I think, wasn't
Something
he?
Something like that,
So
yeah.
We drew 1-1.
He's also a great National League thing, which is that he was at Woking, obviously, and Woking went full-time, and he was like, I've got a really good day job that's better than going full-time in the National League, so that's why he went to Wealdstone, which is just such an amazing... You know, we all assume everyone wants to go professional and play.
Everyone wants to be a professional footballer,
It's
a good thing, isn't it? Yeah, very nice.
Maidenhead 2, Dagenham 1. So a very, very good result for Maidenhead. 2-2 for Ashley Nathaniel George. Delighted for him.
Oh, yeah.
Really pleased for him.
Came to us
for a bit,
decided not to play for us and play for Maidenhead, and now scoring goals.
Yeah.
And exactly the sort of player we need. So I'm very pleased about that, John.
And Emil Ekwa got the winner as well. He runs his own swimming fitness. Totally know Ekwa's aerobics.
Did he not sing Barbie Girl?
I think he did, didn't he?
I think he did. Yeah, it was, yeah.
He was bald. That big bald Dutch guy.
That was him, yeah. That big lad.
That guy.
Okay, 3-10, Ekwa. 3-10, Ekwa.
Oh, well, Barbie Girl.
Yeah.
John's got to go.
8.
Now.
7. 6.
I say we're going to Ibiza,
5,
but that's the Venga Boys.
There was a jungle. There was one that was like jungle
3,
themed.
2-1. Oh, bad luck.
Oh,
bad luck. There we are.
Sorry, Ken.
What
let
was
you
Ken
down
Bruce's
on your final
last
day?
3-10? Do we know? We're going to find
Rage
out.
Against the Machine.
Yeah. 3-10, some really. Pantera. Some really. Heavy rock group or something, yeah.
Barbic Turn Back Time. Oh, no, I tell you what, Dr. Jones.
Remember Dr.
that one?
Dr. Jones.
That
you
was
playing
the
it?
Jungle one.
It yes.
Well, when you said jungle one, I thought you meant like...
Oh, jungle music.
There he is, Emil Ekwa.
Quite into it. Is his name Emil? Oh.
Well, so you scored for Maidenhead.
So 3-10. We've got Dr. Jones. And what was the other one?
Yeah. There's a meal.
There he is.
He's creepy.
Yeah.
He has. Dr. Jones, Barbie Girl, Lollipop.
Yeah, no one's getting no
Roses are Red.
No one's getting 3-10.
Roses are Red has had 30 million listens on Spotify.
Wow.
There you go.
There we are. We've all learned about Ekwa
today.
We've
all learned a little bit.
Ekwa there.
About Ekwa.
In the piano room. doing a beautiful strings
they've
version.
Done their live lounge. Yeah.
String,
you've got to hear it.
Bobby Girl with Maida strings. Vale. Beautiful.
Torquay won Bromley 2.
Oh,
whatever.
Let's talk about Torquay United, John.
Yeah.
I know it's depressing, but we have to talk about them. I think I fixed it for next season.
Good.
Plastic pitch.
Mmm.
That's good.
It's a good idea. It solves a lot of problems at Playmore, mainly income.
Yeah.
Mainly income. Teams that have a plastic pitch do well.
We don't generally.
I know, but you know, you change your players accordingly, don't you? And you go, they do. I mean, not Maidstone, obviously, they're bottom of the league. But if you play on it all the time and you're half decent, you do well. And I think we could take the hit of having to, if we get back in the league, we'd all take the hit
again.
Of ripping it up again. No one minds about
sell it off.
Ask Sutton.
Everybody have a bit.
Ask Sutton. They don't mind.
Yeah.
Plastic pitch, it solves the pitch problem we've got on that side of the pitch. It solves I think it's a good idea. What do you think, John?
I'm definitely in. If it wasn't for the fact that I don't think we've ever won
And we change the players. Don't you change your players for who's good on a plastic pitch? Humphrey, have you considered a plastic pitch? I know you won't need it now.
I
mean, I know you like spending money. So you could lay one for like the last couple of games this season and then just have to roll it up again.
Fingers crossed, yeah. We've got a couple of dead rubber games at the end of the season. Fingers crossed.
Dead rubber's good on a plastic
dead rubbers,
pitch.
And then we'll put it on.
Exactly.
We'll play on that. We'll play on the dead rubber and then put it back again in the summer.
Any Notts County fans hearing that? Oh, they're saying they've got dead rubber. It is a disgrace.
I was worried that Luke Williams is going to print this podcast out, the whole transcript, and stick it up in the dressing room.
Yeah, he's saying they've got dead rubbers at the end of the season.
And of course, the transcript will be so long, there'll be very small print.
And there was a bit about Ken Bruce.
I will actually, one way or another, will it be? I don't know. It depends how tight it gets. If you need to win the last day of the season, but other than that, they are dead rubbers because you're going to come second, whatever. And am I making any sense? I'm just
trying to think. I don't think
you're only going to come second. You'll know if you're second by the last game of the season.
Not necessarily.
No, you might need it to win to win. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be the worst.
No, I mean, there's every chance. I mean,
Do you know what?
12 games left?
If we are safe and you need to win the last game of the season.
You throw it for us.
I 100%. No, I'm not saying we'll throw it for you. I am 100% saying that we would absolutely roll over to make Notts County not go up. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
100%. The team that assigned half of Torquay United's promotion challenging squad.
And it is an interesting move from Notts County, isn't it, to sign the sort of the spine of a squad that sort of collapsed and didn't go up through the playoffs.
Yeah, but maybe they're haunted by it. Maybe that when they had the meetings, you know, for signing them, they were like, "Yeah, how do you feel about promotion?" They're like, "I'm going to kill myself to get promoted. I'm going to kill myself to get promoted." And
Perennial losers, Notts County. It's going to be brilliant.
But yeah, it was Torquay 1, Bromley 2.
Yeah.
Nice moment of madness at the end.
Once again, never surprise you. Something I've never seen happen in a football match happened with that rollout to the other team. You're like watching it going, what? Because we've got the streaming now, because of your friends particularly, we can watch it. And you go, what are you doing? You're just screaming in your front room.
You did message me immediately after we closed saying they will chuck this man.
No, absolutely not.
30 seconds later.
Okay, I've got to learn to calm down, John. It's the difference between panic and urgency. And I need to learn that. That's why they're playing where they are. Because some of them are good players. I thought the front three looked all right. Colin should have scored.
Yeah.
Nico Lawrence is... I hate saying this with Humphrey in the room because...
Well, it'd be good for you in League 2 next year.
Very good for you in League 2. He is absolutely brilliant.
Mm.
Like, the best player I've seen all season anywhere.
He's unknown from Southampton. Right?
Yeah.
And he is so good.
Brilliant.
So good.
Yeah.
Please don't sign him. Please let us have him.
I think he might have his sights set a little bit higher.
Yeah.
But I think actually the moment of the night was Ray on commentary calling Tope Fadahunze, Topa Hunze.
Topa Hunze.
I heard that.
A lovely mashup.
I heard that on your highlights.
A lovely mashup. Topa Hunze.
Topa Hunze there.
Matched up the names.
Yeah, why not?
Do it.
Wrexham 2, Chesterfield 1.
Yeah.
Anything to say about that?
Tell us about it.
Well, as I've alluded to already on this podcast, all I can feel is a sense of overwhelming relief, which is as good as it gets for me. I mean, listen, they're such a weird situation, Chesterfield, because they've got so many really good players and they've got a really good manager and they played well in a bunch of their recent games. We were talking to Phil before our match with them, and obviously he analyses all the games and he's like, you know, they're a really good team. They should have won like about 6 out of their last 8 games. They keep having sort of similar experiences to Notts County against Dagenham on Saturday, where they're all over people and ball gets cleared off the line, it hits the post, there's an air kick at the far post where they should have scored. I mean, they had 2 unbelievable chances in the first half against us, which they missed. I mean, like one of those ones where the ball leaves Ryan Colclough's foot to be crossed in, and the whole stadium goes, oh no. Because that's a goal.
Yeah.
It's in already.
Yeah.
The guy's just got to tap it in the far post.
As soon as they get it.
And somehow he missed it. I mean, it's weird. It's wonderful. We'll take it.
Well, because I think that's what the excitement of the league, though, isn't it? Because they're inconsistent. Because the players are inconsistent. And that's why they're in the National League and not further up a lot of the time.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, but it's the quality of it is so high now.
Mm.
You know, the top sort of 8 teams are all really, really good. And then everybody else has, on their day, can be really, really good. You just need all the sort of dominoes to fall into place at the right time.
Yeah.
What, yeah.
What a brilliant. See, it's good having someone who knows about
it. Really, actually, has watched quite a bit of National
League
football.
It's not me and you just going, here, John, log on.
In all the excitement, we missed out Maidstone 1, Scunthorpe 1 as well, but fine, whatever.
Maidstone 1, Scunthorpe, that was good. That's a good result for Torquay, though, isn't it? Because that keeps everyone down there. Both we don't want anyone climbing up out of the mud.
And the mire.
Absolutely.
The mud.
Do you want to have a quick squiz through Saturday, or have you had enough?
Everyone can look up Saturday,
fine.
John, can they?
Altrincham beat Solihull Moors 4-1.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on at Solihull Moors?
They are going. They'll be all right. Altrincham Jean. I think it's since she got married. They're all like, they know she's off the market.
Right, they're not distracted.
They're not distracted by it. And that was the whole thing. Why it's actually Altrincham Jean's fault.
Yeah.
A lot of the time where they were in relegation scraps because they'd all just be watching.
The lads were all just swapping picks.
Exactly.
Swapping. Nice clean picks.
Nice.
Like profile picks from Facebook or whatever. Like, doesn't she look lovely in this dress?
Yeah.
Well, but now they're concentrating on
trousers.
Or trousers.
It is 2008, after all.
Yeah. Saturday, Torquay 1, Southend 2. Fine, whatever.
Yeah, what happened in that game? I can't remember, John.
Can't remember. Wrexham 3, Dorking 1, mentioned. Good old Dorking.
Yeah,
good
fun. We've chatted about that, haven't we?
I bet they probably weren't even expecting to score a goal.
Well, the game Saturday, though, was Notts County,
that was the game of the day.
Redbridge, which I watched on BT Sport. And it was the second half, and it was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, you must have been having kittens, but because it was non-stop Notts County. Constantly shooting, constantly hitting the post, constantly being cleared off the line. Up goes Iniesta Young.
Oh, they bought on Conor Lemon-Evans.
That was brilliant. I loved it. They bought on Conor Lemon-Evans, and then Iniesta Young went up the other end and scored.
Immediately
that was
scored.
Yes! It made it all the more sweeter. And he absolutely wanged it in.
That was a hell of a shot. A real wanger. A real Phil Wang.
Yeah, I think actually...
I thought the keeper should have done a bit better, but yeah,
I think if what will hold, one of the things that will hold Notts County back is... I've just done my...
sound
like Paul Cook. I have been speaking for 4 hours this afternoon. I did a show last night. Is their keeper? I don't know. Their keeper's very good.
Yeah, it's very difficult to get a sense of how good or bad a player is from the fan base because, of course, if they make a mistake, they're terrible.
Yeah.
And if they have one good game, they're the best player in the world. But I have seen them talking about him. I mean, listen... certainly not my place to talk about the strengths and weaknesses of Notts County.
No.
All I'll say is what I said before.
Wind them up.
My assessment is they're really fucking good.
I
wish they weren't so fucking good.
Yeah, they are good.
That's about as sophisticated as it gets from me.
Excellent.
They are good. John, let's do some score predictions for Saturday. That's good fun, isn't it?
Yeah, should we do that then?
We're still fixing the National League robot.
Yeah, we should do it. It's
blown up again, unfortunately. Yeah. I don't know if you've heard the National League robot. Spot on with its predictions.
It's actually not done badly.
Has it not? Really?
It genuinely actually has done quite well. I'm not sure what they're saying. More through luck, possibly.
Oh, wow.
Well, you never know.
I didn't realise it was any good.
It's
worth the money we paid for it then. It's worth all the advert money we get.
Yeah. I think it was one off last time it did it from a full house of correct results.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Go on then.
Saturday, Aldershot Torquay.
I think Torquay will win this game.
Good.
Me too.
I
hope so.
It can't continue, John.
Both teams to score.
It can't carry on
2-1.
As it is.
2-1 Torquay.
And we've actually got, I mean, depends who plays, because we've got, I think Moxie's out, I think Lapsley's out, and I think if Ace Hall comes back from, I haven't seen him in
he's had
two
knee
months.
Surgery, I think.
Has he?
Yeah.
Some talk about Kieran Evans not being able to play again very soon, apparently. But look, I like our front line. I like our forward line. I trust in Halstead and Nicola. Our spine, if we can just get a midfielder, I'd play Nick Lawrence in defence in midfield. I know that sounds mad.
He's a DM.
Yeah, I would. I really would. He's quicker to the ball than everybody else. I think you need him. Where's Dylan Crow, John? Is he gone?
He's gone.
Is he in the bin?
He's flown off.
They've all in the bin.
Yeah.
De Silva's gone back. We've got him on the bench.
Yeah.
I wonder if we'll have a incoming, hashtag incoming,
maybe.
A Gary style 5 minutes to go signing just before the teams come
when
out.
When does the window close?
Doesn't really.
Soon, March the
you should, why are you asking us that?
I should know.
It's literally your job. Literally saying that like you're a fan, you have to know that
there's a loan window, isn't there? From the
that makes
ESL.
Me think Wrexham have got everything they want to get, John. That's what I'm working
exclusive,
out.
Exclusive, yeah.
I mean, when all the Wrexham fans will be, well, I heard him on, got what I we heard need. Him on this podcast, and it sounds like they've got what they need.
Everything I say on this podcast is a joke. So you can't take it.
Or is it?
Wow, what a smoke screen. Torquay United 3, Aldershot 1.
2-1.
Okay.
I think.
One way round.
2-1 to someone.
Yeah, you yellows. Yeah, come on, you girls.
Bromley, Notts County. I thought Bromley fought
it. Bromley appalling. At home?
On the plastic pitch. Didn't look great on Tuesday, but
this
got
is a
it
draw.
Done.
This game is a draw.
I'm not. I think I have to. Yeah, I think I have to excuse myself from this.
Yeah,
this
yeah,
one.
Okay, you can abstain from that. That's very good.
No, in fact, here's what's going to be. 5-0 Notts County.
Oh, yeah.
But the old reverse psych. when they read down the whole.
Then he said Luke Williams.
When it's in the dressing room.
When they finish that transcript, they're going to see. Dagenham York.
Do people print out? Will they print this
out? Well, I think Luke's going to put this transcript this whole episode.
On the dressing room door.
Yeah.
We know they've done
Listen
their transfer
business.
And
mug.
Once he's got through the... Like,
we
the
know they've done their transfer business. They know they think the last two games of the season will be dead saying, rubbers.
Well, I said was if. Aqua? I said if. And by the way, that wasn't even...
Aqua.
Who were Aqua?
Aqua. 3-10,
Why
Aqua.
Couldn't they get...
You.
Dr. Jones.
Macaulay. 3-10, Aqua. He'd get it straight away. Duff.
Yeah.
No problem, Macaulay Langstaff. Another hat
classic
trick for
Fox,
him.
Fox in the box performance.
Dagenham York. Dagenham managerless, aren't they at the moment?
Yeah,
they haven't appointed anyone.
They had the interim manager bounce, didn't they? Against County, and then they lost to Maidenhead on Tuesday.
Yeah,
I think Dagenham win this 3-0.
Could be.
I think Solihull are sliding. I think I'm not
York.
Sure. York, oh, it's York,
playing.
Is it?
Yeah, but York is still not doing great. York is
sliding.
Struggling.
3-0 in the F. Young hat-trick.
Dagenham win that. Dorking Halifax. Thanks. Yeah, Dorking
plastic
win.
Plastic pitch. Torquay Revolution.
Dorking win.
Do you? What do you think, Humphrey?
I think a draw. 1-1.
Okay. What is it?
Dorking Halifax. But Halifax had a 5-0 win on Tuesday night.
Halifax will win this 3-2.
Okay, Gateshead, Chesterfield.
By the way,
Gateshead being really
annoying.
I bought
annoying. Some mini eggs and I thought there'd be like an apposite point to bring them out. And now there hasn't been one, and now I'm worried that
like,
we're going to run
like
out of time.
It's like it's sort of like that you're bored.
Don't mind if I open these, two.
They're for everybody.
I got them for the
game.
Like
you could have brought them out when I was coughing and nearly died.
No, I know. I kept thinking, oh, there'll be a good point to bring these out, and I couldn't think of a good one, so I thought I'd just interrupt this.
Thanks, Humphrey. You say Gateshead, Chesterfield, and I'm going to
Roger John McClark never brings in mini eggs, does he?
No.
Who is it? Gateshead, Chesterfield. Hopefully Chesterfield. I think Chesterfield will want to hit back.
Mm-hmm.
I think Gateshead it's got to go right for them at some stage, doesn't it?
Gateshead aren't very good.
They're a good team.
So I think we're now eating mini eggs. Sponsored by mini eggs.
Yeah.
Are we?
Could be. Gateshead have been annoying recently, haven't they? They keep winning. But I think Chesterfield
will win
this. Get it done.
2-0.
I'm up for that.
Humphrey?
Yeah. Agreed.
Just say
yeah. Yep. Oldham, Boreham Wood.
It's a lot of games, aren't they? Oh, God.
Felt like a good idea, didn't it?
Oldham have been turning it around a bit recently, haven't they?
So many bloody games in the National League, isn't it? Yeah.
Just saying the names of places, yeah.
2-2.
Lost heart in this.
Why not?
Scunthorpe, Eastleigh.
Got lost. Well, Scunthorpe there.
I got a lot more sympathy for the National League robot who gave up last week.
Yeah.
And was like,
something wrong with his programming.
I can see what the robots, even as a robot, you'd get, oh, God.
Eastleigh win. Scunthorpe, Eastleigh win.
Well, I don't know. Who knows? They've got loads of new players.
Solihull, Wars, Maidstone. This is a big game because Solihull have been terrible last few games.
I think they'll win it. 1-0. They play us Tuesday, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe they'll lose today and save up their win for Tuesday night.
Wealdstone, Altrincham. Altrincham on fire. Absolutely on fire.
Wealdstone, Altrincham. Our friend Jamie's going to that.
He is
normally here in the back of the car.
Yeah.
On a match day episode. A draw. 1-1.
1-1. Yeovil, Woking. The Sarl, return of
the Sarl derby.
Oh, yeah.
Met Darren Sarl, Humphrey?
I haven't met Darren Sarl, no.
Why not?
I've seen him in very
Why
close.
Why did he not want to meet me?
Yeah, I feel a bit bad. Having said, I lurked around to meet Mark White, and I felt a bit guilty that I didn't
lurk.
Yeah, I
know. So why aren't you meeting all the managers?
Sarl.
Just the celebrity ones. That's the only ones you want to meet. You're unbelievable.
Basically. Yeah. Well, I was at the Woking game away. I wasn't at the one at home. Home be easier. Home, I can roam and get anywhere.
Yeah,
and get right up close.
Yeah. Backstage pass, everything.
And away, I'm always feel a bit guilty. I sort of can finagle my way in places, but I'm always a bit nervous. And my biggest fear in life is someone being like, "Sorry, who are you? What are you doing here?" And even if I have a legit reason to be there, it terrifies me. So, I've only done it. I did it at Coventry. In the FA Cup, I was like, come on, I want to get a
Rico Arena.
I went down into the dressing room there. But also, I try and keep away from the dressing room because
I died on my arse once at a corporate at the Rico Arena.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely nothing.
It doesn't feel like a great sort of natural venue
didn't
for comedy.
It feel like a
was
great.
It very like.
I walked in and I went, oh, no. Yeah. It was one of those.
Yes. I can well imagine.
Like the, oh, God.
You're in the Steve Grizovich suite.
Start the car.
The Oggy suite.
Yeah, definitely.
It wasn't great. 5-0 to Woking.
5-0 to Woking. And finally, Maidenhead Wrexham.
The Maidenhead equation. Let's work it out. Here
we
go.
The equation. It is
Maidenhead at home. Are they, John?
They are.
They are. Mm-hmm. So it's league position.
Yeah.
So Maidenhead are. Am I going to have to look this up as well?
16th, 17th,
14th.
Oh, 14th.
Versus first. Yeah. Which I'm afraid Humphrey points to a Maidenhead win at this stage.
I don't know. There's a lot.
And there's quite a lot on the game, which means it puts it again in Maidenhead's favour.
I'm afraid also the next stage is money spent.
Well, that's where.
Which, again, is problematic.
Maidenhead couldn't give a shit about this game now. They're safe. They couldn't care less.
Yeah.
They're not going for the playoffs.
One thing I'd say for us this year that is a real pain that I don't think Notts County have to contend with is absolutely everybody wants to be
you're the cup final.
And I think even if we go 2-0 up, people are like, even just to score a goal, just to know that Ryan Reynolds might see me score a goal.
See my name.
People, we've seen that a lot because sometimes, you know, if County go 2 up at home, teams just tend to be like, oh, we're not getting back into this.
Yeah.
This lot are brilliant. And
everyone has a go at it.
With us, everyone just is like, well, let's just give it a go for as long as we possibly can.
I don't feel sorry for you.
money spent. Expectation.
I will say the main end of the equation has not been. There's something wrong with it.
It's not worked.
It's not worked the last few weeks.
The problem with the main head equation, of course, is that it affects itself because now that we're doing the equation, expectation changes.
Well,
it's
that's
like Schrodinger's equation.
True.
And this is where creative maths comes into it, isn't it? This is why I always go, look, anyone can do maths. A calculator can do maths. Yes, but someone has to invent the calculator.
This is art
to do
and
the maths.
Science.
I know.
We should call it Schrodinger's hat, really, for Alan, Alan Devonshire.
Schrodinger's hat.
Thank you.
Very nice, John.
Distance.
I don't think it's working. Anyway, I think Humphrey is just shot down in flames and absolutely found the massive hole about why the equation is not working. Chris Lintott, we need someone clever who's good at maths.
He's got his own podcast now, so
I know. He walks with his dog. It's very good, apparently. There we are.
The thing is, I think
Wrexham win 4-1.
I think the Maidenhead equation is built to deal with Paul Mullin, Elliot Lee, etc.
If Aldershot weren't at home, I'd probably try and go. Pretty sold out. I would have thought, can't go. Can't just pitch up, can you? Can you pitch up?
Oh, you might be able to.
Yeah, you might be able to. No, I'm going Aldershot away. Should be nice. Is that it, John?
Yeah, that's it.
I just want to say thanks to all the... I know this isn't the end of the podcast.
No, okay.
But I just wanted to say, well, people still listen to this bit, I think. I don't know, maybe they don't. Thanks to all the Torquay fans who came to see me in Tynmouth last week on tour. It was really lovely having you there, and we had a right laugh. I mean,
just silently going for a mini egg.
Mini eggs. And I'm doing a really heartfelt thanks. And there's some.
I'm only here for the football.
Some Wrexham bastard.
I'm not interested in this 24-hour pasty people bit.
It's fine. I don't think anyone
more
noticed.
Rubbish, more mini eggs.
I nearly bought you a pasty at the pasty shop.
I can't
in
eat
the
them.
Station.
That's part. If you see the show, you'll realise part of it is I can't eat them.
We haven't got a date in Wrexham. That's the problem. I can't come see it.
No, no. Yet.
Should have done.
Yet.
Did one in Maidenhead. So
did one last night in Maidenhead.
Yeah,
the equation.
At Norden Farm.
Anyway, what I'm saying is, thanks so much for coming, everyone. It was really nice to meet, and everyone sent nice tweets and everything afterwards. Thank you very much. Still tickets around the country. You
lots
still
of
do want to come?
Available.
And it is not. No, not lots.
Oh, sorry.
Except Linton in North Devon. Lots of tickets available in Linton.
Linton tickets.
Over 100 tickets left. in Linton, North Devon.
The problem is that's not even that's everybody in Linton probably that, accounted for exactly. already. Right.
There we are. Anyway, this is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the Ken Bruce Obsession.
Yes.
John Humphrey, you a Ken Bruce fan?
Certainly.
We talked about... I didn't realise quite how much of a fan I was in it, but it kept coming. We've been doing this podcast 4 or 5 years. It always came back to Ken Bruce.
Yeah.
From Pop Master. We've done Pop Side Master in the past. We've done it. Always came back to it. And now he's gone, John.
I know.
I feel like the Vanarama's got him.
He's not died. He's still he's just going to a
commercial
rival.
It was like
rival.
He died. It was like people sending him flowers and stuff. It's like he's still going to a better paid job for less work. I don't feel particularly sorry for him.
No.
You do. I have, well, it's one of your impressions. Well, are you going to have to retire it, John?
No, but I have got audio of his last ever little link on Radio 2, it is National League sort of related odd sort of way as well. You have a mini egg and pull up a chair because, this is how he went out.
Well, here we go, the end of Ken Bruce. 35 long years. And that's the end of the show. A few things I'd like to get off my chest just before we go. Tell you what I really think. A few people, and gotta say, never liked Terry Wogan, absolute wanker.
Oh,
and children in need, I could shove that up their ass. I don't hear those words again. Tracks in My Ears, that was an absolute waste of everybody's time. Richie Does the Travel, really needs to get back in his box, know his place. Yeah, chips in far too often for my liking. Paul Gambaccini's show, what was all that about? The Kinks. Up 3 places this week. Well, they're not, Paul. It's 2023, for Christ's sake, man. Tony Blackburn, there's another one who, the best I can wish, is an early grave. Oh. And now that's me, Ken Bruce, signing off from Radio 2. Delightful Paul Cook will be taking over from me. Stevie Winwood.
Yeah.
Wow, got quite
harsh, he took a few people down with
really
him.
Did. He really did.
Yeah,
he really
went down swinging.
Burnt Popmaster bridges, didn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. He's got it spot on about Paul Gambaccini. Nonsense. Yeah,
what is that?
And Richie with the Travel.
Richie's really
like
annoying.
Richie, no, you don't like Richie with the Travel. Good show, isn't it?
And now we wait to see what Paul Cook does with it.
Paul Cook will do with it. I mean, it's lovely he's taking over, isn't it?
Very exciting. Very excited for him. I'm just looking forward to his first links. I think next week maybe you should.
We'll probably have a bit of audio, I imagine.
Exclusive
next week.
Yeah.
Lovely. That's it. I just wanted to say we've enjoyed this. I mean, look, he's not died. we can tune into Greatest Hits Radio.
Yeah.
I wonder if he likes the Vanarama.
Well, Ken.
You should invite him, Humphrey. Be a nice guest.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone wants to go Wrexham these days.
Very popular destination.
It is. They're really into it.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, what do you think? He's probably sort of an Airdrie fan or something.
I wonder. He's from Glasgow, isn't he? St Mirren, all day long.
Yes, Clyde.
Yeah, very nice. There we are. Is that the Ken...
That's the Ken Bruce bit.
I'm pleased the Ken Bruce obsession isn't our whole podcast. Felt like it was of limited appeal.
I've got a lot of letters, so should we do some letters?
You're listening to the Ken Bruce obsession, and that was the Ken Bruce obsession, and you're listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for Join in, Humphrey. Okay. Letters from a listener. When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
I deafened everybody there, sorry. Yes.
Ever seen The Proclaimers live, Humphrey?
I have. Yes, at Latitude Festival many years ago.
Nice.
Very middle class of there. Sort of place I thrive.
Well, they love you there.
Yeah, they do.
Wow, walk on. I walked on there once to six people.
We used to do Miles Sketch Team. We did shows there in just the worst possible conditions to do sketch comedy, to just blank faced people. It was early in the morning, so it was just like the young parents with their kids and the strollers.
I walked on six people, and then in the background, the bloke Tom York started doing an acoustic set.
Oh wow!
So those six people left
just flooded out.
There we are, John. Any letters?
I've got four letters to get
through. Go for it.
Should we go for it? Chris Ballard gets in touch.
All right.
JG.
Hey. Lovely.
Humphrey's welcome, isn't he?
Power.
Really good. He's got football knowledge.
Yeah.
Actual power.
No, I meant Chris Ballard.
Good nicknames, people.
FOF62, Chris Ballard says, on the ice, Dorking away, I don't know what I'm to say. I'll say it anyway. Today's another day to find hope, shying away. 3 points, please, next Saturday. We've got a bit of a poet, but he doesn't know
Is
it.
Is he writing a song? Not writing a Dorking away.
Yes.
Is he doing an Oasis thing? I'm Dorking away from all the troubles in my life. No, he's not doing that.
I don't think he was doing that. That was a better... I don't know what he was doing.
He might have just read it again.
What is that one?
It's the tube, isn't it?
Dorking away. I don't know what I'm to say. I'll say it anyway. Today's another day to find hope shying away.
Dorking away.
Is it Take On Me?
Dorking away.
I don't know what the words are to that song.
I'll tell you what, he's got us talking.
Here we go.
What are you going for?
Here we are. Aha.
It's aha. No way.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to say. I'll say it anyway. There you go.
We worked it out. That was a great bit.
Yeah.
Us working it out.
But well done, Chris.
Doing it as Oasis for a bit.
Chris could have made that a little bit more obvious.
It's probably on there, John. It must be on there.
Anyway, no, he didn't. He says, not saying it's all over, but I could have sworn I just heard a rather large woman clearing her throat and hitting a wine glass with a fork.
No.
It's not looking
great. Believe.
It was amusing to see Notts County lose, though, says Chris. It's nice to know that you can spend a fortune on players, be 20 points clear of the team in third place, and still get well and truly National League.
They got a good old-fashioned National League in live on television.
Yeah, Vanaramus.
Yeah.
Feasted on their souls.
Who knows where yours will be? Hopefully the last day of the season.
He also says, P.S. seems like...
Anxiety. I just flushed. My entire body. It's like someone dumped cold water in my whole body.
He says, seems like everybody had a good time in Tynmouth.
Yeah.
Last week, a sentence hitherto not uttered in human history.
Tickets available.
Linton tickets available.
Linton.
Chris.
Linton.
Linton.
Linton. Linton.
Oh, Jesus Love Christ.
Jesus Christ.
He says the ticket I gave away.
Oh.
He obviously...
Oh, yes. He bought a ticket. This is so nice of him. Chris Ballard bought a ticket. Said, I just wanted to help you out. I just wanted to buy some tickets. As support.
Yeah.
Isn't that a nice thing to do?
Didn't he live in like Massachusetts or somewhere?
We sold out anyway, so it was very nice. He didn't need to do it.
But the ticket he gave away ended up sat next to Gary Johnson.
Hello.
Sliding doors, isn't it?
Imagine that, the dream.
But he says he might be able for the Borden gig.
I do a bit in my show.
Where's Borden?
About people, angry little people, being under 5'6" and the worst height being 6'2". That's in the show. People have seen the show now.
Mm.
Aaron Downs did message me afterwards. The gaffer's 5'5" and I'm 6'2". It was very nice to have them in the audience. And well done, everyone, for behaving yourself.
Yes. Chris, thank you very much for your letter. Bryn Wilding.
Oh, Bryn.
Known as Ree. I think we went with Ree Wilding.
Ralph Wilding, isn't he? The presenter, isn't he?
Yeah.
A policeman turned.
Yes, it is him, yeah.
Yes, sort of consumer.
Yeah.
Consumer concern.
Ralph, didn't we go with Bryn? Surely Bryn the dog. Surely we went with Bryn the Alsatian.
The dog. Bryn the dog Wilding. This is, I think, his second letter.
Is it?
I think so. Mm. But here we go, because there's a little twist to it, because I think we said his first was worth two.
Oh, okay.
I think. Yes, it was. He says, I'm honoured to hear my letter read out a couple of episodes ago. Humbled that I'm one letter away from a FOF number just for being named Bryn. That's what happened. He says, I'm feeling the pressure to try and entertain with my follow-up letter. Sleepless nights have been had. I mentioned in my previous correspondence that I'll be venturing to York Road to watch the goals over Easter at Maidenhead.
Yes, lovely.
But excited to announce my plans have changed. I'm now going to Playmore on Good Friday with the family for the Eastleigh game.
Wow, Eastleigh and Maidenhead, do we think?
I think he's just doing Eastleigh.
I might try and do that double. That's a good double.
What should I expect from Eastleigh? Will Torquay be free from the relegation zone by then? Which pub should I visit before the game? So many questions.
There is nothing to do in Eastleigh. Eastleigh at home.
Torquay,
all right.
Yeah.
Get in. We're not a Torquay podcast.
No.
Get in touch with Torquay Talk. Is it Torquay Talk?
Yeah, Talking Torquay.
Talking Torquay. And they will tell you all the places to go. Much better Torquay United podcast. We're a National League podcast.
It says, what should I expect from Eastleigh? Usual National League shit. Just that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just
the standard National League shit.
Imagine a football match and imagine it worse than that.
He also says, this might seal his FOF number, my father-in-law is a good mate of Elliot Bennion's dad.
Oh, that is, I mean, this guy's got it all, Humphrey.
Yeah, listen.
You're a golden FOF, I think you have the power to decide.
Then allow me to be the first to say, gadoosh. Watch the second, because John just said it.
I did ruin it.
Lovely. FOF number what, John? Get the list out, John.
It's in the late 60s somewhere. I've got a lot of updating, so I'm really behind. Mark Hepworth. Says he went to
On the ice, Mark.
This weekend just gone, saw me visit Playmore for the first time in over 10 years for the South End game. What a happy trip.
I met Mark in the pub at the abandoned game in Boreham Wood with an hour to go.
Oh, yeah.
He's an enormous gentleman.
Is he?
Big tall guy.
Oh.
And like massive as well.
Well, he does run the Glatwell Gladiators.
Glatwell Gladiators, which we all love, of course.
He says the pre-match beers and views in Babbicombe was a lot more pleasing on the eye than the actual football, I'm afraid. But following Torquay's disastrous defeat, he then masterminded a victory over unbeaten league leaders Brampton on Sunday morning in the Derbyshire, whatever it is, league.
Gladiators for life.
Up the Glapstone.
Yeah.
Mark Hepworth.
Why am I saying Glapwell?
Glapwell?
Malcolm Glapwell.
Do your 10,000 hours of gladiatoring. Yeah. You can join the team.
Is it Glapwell or Glapstone?
I don't know.
I think it's Glapwell. What did I say?
I've only heard you say Glapwell before.
So maybe it is. Glapstone sounds sort of somewhere, doesn't it?
Sounds Derbyshire.
Doesn't it? Thank you. Thank you, though. On the ice to you. Absolutely lovely letter.
And finally, Pete officially.
Has he got a FOF number, John? Because he writes in a lot. And is he just keeping writing until we realise he's written enough letters?
I feel I should probably check. Pete officially. No,
it's Glapwell Gladiators. Okay, guys.
It's just fine. All right, sorted. And Pete officially. Finally, Pete officially. He has got a FOF number. He says, what a thoroughly depressing week. But on the upside, there are three new entries in my rapidly expanding goals lexicon. Oh. You see, you might think that this was a Torquay podcast based on these emails, but this is just an odd week, I think.
Odd week.
Hang on, Eastleigh was mentioned at one stage.
Yeah, I think so.
Or Wrexham, you know.
Anyway, he's got three new entries into the goals lexicon. McGavin, verb. To stand by impotently as a minor error of judgment quickly gets away from you. This feels a bit cruel.
Feels wrong.
E.g., that probably wasn't his best idea, but he's completely McGavin'd it now.
No, we know. We need to be positive.
You're McGavin. We know that already. Peter's in danger of becoming unofficial.
Wow. The police are here.
Peter unofficially.
The FOF police are here.
Yeah. As a golden FOF, that's one of the things that Gary and I can do. We can take a number away.
Unilaterally take away numbers.
Drunk on power.
Well, it goes on. There's two more. Halsteady, prone to well-intentioned but ultimately calamitous decisions.
No.
He's something of a liability on a night out. Good fun, but he gets a bit Halsteady.
No, he's kept us in games.
You're not going to like the last one.
Oh, God. This feels cruel.
Donnellan, noun, a disaster caused by mixing in equal measure desperation and stupidity. E.g., that tricky-looking situation is now a weapons-grade Donnellan.
I don't like this letter.
Yeah,
this is a negative letter.
On the very thin ice, I'd say.
This isn't going to get us out of the relegation zone, just saying all
not
that,
with,
is
not
it?
With that sort of attitude.
Come on, Pete. Officially.
I believe it was Bill Shankly who said, you can't boo players better, or words to that effect.
Oh, right, was that what he said? Wow, look at that. That was proper football knowledge.
Words to that effect. I mean, it's absolutely not what
you can't
he said.
Boo
he said players don't get better if you boo them, or something along those lines.
I like the way you said it.
Yeah, it was good, wasn't it? I edited his...
I believe it was Bill Shankly who said... I'm a Barbie girl.
In the Barbie world.
In the Barbie world.
Dr. Jones.
Life's fantastic.
Dr. Jones.
Dr. Jones.
Help me, Dr. Jones. That's it. That's the letters.
That's it. All the letters, John?
Yep.
Humphrey, thank you so much for coming in.
What a pleasure.
Thank you ever so much.
It's been absolutely joyous having you here.
What a
really,
pleasure.
Really, really nice. I hope Wrexham win the league. I don't know if John does.
I'd rather than Notts County.
Yeah, absolutely.
There you go, we'll take that.
They'll take that.
I'll stand Notts County.
My final word, I'm also going to reply to Peter officially again. Honestly, get behind your players.
Yeah.
So, and that applies to everybody listening to this, every team.
It doesn't. Exactly.
Getting on your players' back does not help. Not one bit. That's all you can do.
That's someone who's been able to see behind the curtain and knows how it affects them.
I 100% agree. Behind the curtain. But it's true. I mean, I think even before I got involved in football, it doesn't, you know, the only thing we can do, I often say this, when it comes to a match day, the only thing I can do, I'm become a fan, basically, about 20 minutes before the game. There's nothing I can do to change it or help. All I can do is, you know, clap, support, cheer, because that helps. Groaning, booing, what are you doing? Sort it out. All that doesn't
help. Sort it out. Bloody hell! What are you on about, Kerr? You bastard! Bloody hell! More woke rubbish!
More rubbish!
More bloody rubbish, Kerr!
There we go.
On the ice.
On the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.